Well, I'll tell you, we were talking about all the really positive things in our community, especially when you're talking about selling Detroit to Final Fours or whatever. The Detroit Economic Club is so valuable to this city as well, not only because of the people that they bring there, but the type of outreach that they do in the community. They bring students in. They bring young kids in to get an idea of what the business community is like and some of the people that you meet. Incredibly important to the city of Detroit. And there is a really special guest coming in next week, April 5th, as a matter of fact. And Sandy Pierce, the chair of Huntington, and of course the Michigan Regional Banking Executive with Steve Gregorian, the Detroit Economic Club president and CEO. They both join us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Sandy, good morning to you.
Good morning. Boy, we have a trifecta today with Chris and Mark and Lomas. I'm honored.
Yeah, it's very productive in here today. We're getting a lot done. Yeah, that's the good news. Steve, good morning to you. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, it's we're excited to talk with you because you've got Ron Clark coming in. And if people don't know who Ron Clark is, was a former substitute teacher, moved to Harlem to teach, was one of the educators of the year named by Disney, went on to be a successful author. His story about education is one that certainly needs to be told. And Sandy, I understand the way you met him was very interesting.
Actually, that's really true. Ron Clark came to our headquarters in Columbus, Ohio, last year, and we held an event for educators and then the next day for business leaders. And he spoke at both events. And I was absolutely not only inspired, but just it gave me such hope because what Ron Clark does after he taught in Harlem, he went to Harlem, lived in the YMCA for 3 months until he found a job. Because he wanted to teach children and give them hope that they could succeed in life. That was the year that he became the Teacher of the Year, New York Times bestseller author, you're right. But I will tell you this, what his teaching methodologies are incredibly, they're just so inspiring. And so what we're doing Tuesday night, this is the fourth, on Tuesday, before he speaks at the Detroit Economic Club, which Steve will tell you about, Tuesday night we are bringing in 600 educators for dinner at Huntington Place from Wayne, Oakland, Macomb County, Detroit Public School System as well. And he is going to really show his methodologies and how he brings students up. Every single one of the eighth graders that he taught in Harlem all went to high school. And it's just incredible. He opened up an academy in Atlanta, Georgia. And because it's so hard to change the system from the top down, he decided, I'm going to change the system from the bottom up. Mm. I'm going to educate 15,000 educators a year on my methodologies, impacting a million students a year in this country. So that's what he's doing. We're going to have a full house. We're going to give away scholarships next Tuesday night to go to his academy, all expenses paid.
It's incredible.
My father was a lifetime K through 12 educator. So making an impact, first one, recognizing the educators in the state of Michigan. I tip my hat. That's amazing. The opportunity with the Detroit Economic Club, Steve, talk about that a little bit. Is there a difference in the programming that's going to take place? And will you bring up his appearance on Survivor, Edge of Extinction, in 2019?
That's funny, Chris. But first, I've got a dog, our buddy Claude Molinari, who you had on earlier. So you could tell he's a Bruce fan, and he was screaming really hard last night at the concert. And I want to say, I was there. It was amazing. And I guess my voice is just a little bit tougher than Claude.
That's it.
Yeah. So, yes, we're terribly excited. Ron's going to be our keynote speaker, as Sandy said, Wednesday, April 5th at the Detroit Economic Club. And we're excited about that. It is open to both non-members and DEC members, of course. And we're going to be at Huntington Place, the lovely Huntington Place. And you can get your tickets at econclub.org. Now, I can tell you this, because I've looked into Ron, of course. He's really engaging, and he's got a new book called Move Your Bus, Keys to Productivity, motivation and success in the workplace. And he's going to talk about that. And I can tell you guys, we're in this post-pandemic hybrid remote work world. We're bringing teams back together. And what we're finding is teamwork is way tougher when some people are working from home in their PJs sweat. So it's perfect for any manager looking to inspire and motivate his or her team. We're excited.
Yeah, and now we have a special offer for the listeners, right, this morning to attend the up-and-coming Detroit Economic Club event to hear and to meet Ron Clark. The first 25 people to email communityevents@huntington.com will receive two complimentary tickets to attend the luncheon. No charge.
Sandy, that's wonderful news.
Yes.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the time this morning for both Steve Gregorian and myself. Just to bring it on. Everybody, come on. You're all welcome.
We're all emailing right now, Sandy.
Yeah, so yes. Just so we know, it's communityevents. Yes. At Huntington.com, that's the email. The first 25 people to send an email, they'll get two tickets, no charge. They can come to see this guy?
That's right. No charge. Awesome. At the luncheon at the Detroit Economic Club event on Wednesday, April 5th.
And Steve, this is, you don't have to be a member either, right? This is open to non-members too.
It is open to non-members, and definitely email that email address.
Awesome.
Sandy's so generous. Thank
you. Awesome. Thank you so much, Sandy. Steve, thank you for everything you do, not only bringing people like Ron Clark to our community, but then the continued outreach that you do. It's so wonderful. Thank you for that. All right, got to take a break. More to come next on the Paul W. Smith Show.